From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Reactions are still coming in to U.S. President Donald Trump's new executive order barring travelers from six countries to the United States. The new order bans nationals and citizens from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. But Iraq is no longer on the list. Rex Tillerson is Secretary of State.
It is the President's solemn duty to protect the American people. And with this order, President Trump is exercising his rightful authority to keep our people safe.
Congressional reaction to Trump's revised travel order and refugee restriction divided mostly along partisan lines, with many Republicans welcoming the directive and most Democrats fiercely opposing it. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports from Capitol Hill.
The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Republican Bob Corker, issued a statement saying, quote, "We all share a desire to protect the American people, and reviewing our nation's screening and vetting procedures is an appropriate step." Fellow Republican Senator James Lankford agreed with Corker after reviewing the order that heavily restricts travel from six majority Muslim nations and caps the number of refugees the United States will accept.
This is not a Muslim travel ban. It's been very, very clear from the beginning that this is all about countries with unstable governments.
But many Democrats decried the new order just as fiercely as they did Trump's original directive, calling it discriminatory, unnecessary, and counterproductive in the fight against terrorism. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Libyan fighters who recently captured two key oil terminals around Benghazi say they want to extend their fight to try to capture the entire city of Benghazi. Efforts to take over Libya's oil ports raise the prospect of increased violence in the region. Libya descended into chaos after a 2011 uprising led to the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The U.S. has deployed the first elements of its Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System to South Korea to counter North Korea's aggressive behavior. North Korea fired four medium-range ballistic missiles Monday, three of which landed in Japanese waters. The head of the U.N. Nuclear Agency, Yukaya Amano, criticized the North's launch.
"I again express my serious concern about the nuclear program of North Korea. It is deeply regrettable that the DPRK has shown no indication that it is willing to comply with the UN Security Council resolutions adopted in response to its two nuclear tests last year."
The U.S. Defense Department is calling North Korea's latest missile launch a very serious threat and said it is taking steps to increase defenses against the missiles. A Pentagon spokesman told reporters the weapons were medium-range ballistic missiles and did not pose a threat to North America. The chief of Malaysia's police on Tuesday said his forces had foiled an attack by arresting seven suspected Islamic State group members. Malaysia's inspector general of police said the police officials said they were also planning the suspects, that is, to attack the Arab royalties during their visit to Kuala Lumpur. They were also accused of producing false travel documents and distributing drugs. Afghan officials say a month-long military operation has killed at least 250 Islamic State militants in eastern province bordering Pakistan. A regional military spokesman made the remark at the conclusion of the U.S.-backed offensive that focused on Khat and Kabbalah districts of Nangarhar. And the British Parliament is telling employers to stop forcing women to wear high heels. Members debated such requirement after receiving a petition from a receptionist who was sent home without pay for wearing flats.
"I think people can make the same arguments about men in suits and ties and is it necessary. But high heels in particular, because that can also be a health issue for people."
I don't think women should be forced to wear high heels. I think there have to be some expectations of a dress code to a certain degree. I don't think you can get away with wearing swimwear, for instance, at work.
High heels debated in London. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.